But as promised, we're joined right now by a defensive tackle for the Buffalo Bills, a five-time Pro Bowler, 41 tackles, 3 sacks, a fumble recovery, and a rushing TD last season. He helped lead the Bills to the postseason for the first time since 1999. A fifth-round pick out of LSU way back in 06. Buffalo was 9-7. They open up against Baltimore on September 9th. We are joined by Kyle Williams. Kyle, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. How's it going?
Great, Kyle. It's great to visit with you. Thanks so much. Let me first ask you, back in March, you signed that new contract with the Bills. They made it very clear they wanted you back. I'm curious about your process. Were you at all curious to see what else was out there, or was there no doubt in your mind that you were where you wanted to be?
Well, you know, I think having been somewhere so long and, you know, having grown such a great admiration for our community and our fan base and our team, and really for Sean and Brandon, you know, I really felt like we were headed in a good direction. I have a lot of respect for those guys and, you know, really wanted to see the process through here. Obviously, I had other opportunities, but, you know, they never really materialized, and I think I ended up right where I'm supposed to be.
Kyle Williams joining us. I thought you had a great line after you signed that deal. Kyle, you said, quote, "When it comes down to it, as eloquently as I can put it, I haven't exhausted myself in pursuit of what my dream is for playing this game, playing for this organization, and chasing being a champion," end quote. I mean, I really love that phrase. I haven't exhausted myself in pursuit of what my dream is. I mean, how would you describe that dream and what you've been chasing your entire life?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, you have a vision for what you want to accomplish and who you want to be and the type of player you want to be. And at this point, you know, I think obviously, you know, being 13 years into it, you know, my, what you would say, quote unquote, are my prime years may or may not be behind me. I can still be a good player, which I think I am, and I can continue to build. But at this point, it's, hey, you know what? I want to be a champion. And I also want to pass on a legacy of what work looks like real work. Hey, what does it mean to come out here and grind? And I want to pass that on to my friends and my teammates and continue to help them get better, and they can pass it on down the line, and all of that in pursuit of what, you know, the ultimate goal is in this game, and that's being a Super Bowl champion.
I love that. Kyle Williams joining us. What about playing until you've exhausted your pursuit? I mean, like, playing in the NFL is exhausting. Playing your position the way you do and at the level you have, it'd be easy to be exhausted and beaten up at the end of the year. So in terms of that part of the process, in the offseason, do you check in with yourself at the start of each offseason to see if you've exhausted yourself? And if so, how do you know that you're good to keep chasing that dream?
You know, I just think that if there's a flicker for me, there's going to be a flame. And I love to play. I love being in the locker room, being with teammates, old teammates, new teammates, you know, all the way around. And like I said, if there's a little bit of glimmer that I want to do it, I'm going to pursue it. This is such a short season of life, even when you get to do it for a long time, that, you know, I think you owe it to yourself to give it its full effort and its full due. And by that is, you know, going out and preparing and working and saying, hey, I'm going to give it my best shot again. And then I'll reevaluate at the end of the year and see how I feel.
Bills defensive tackle Kyle Williams, my guest. You took a new step, obviously, last year in that dream when you helped lead the team to its first playoff trip in nearly two decades. Now, I know that reaching the playoffs is not the ultimate goal, but when you look back on the experience, what sticks out to you the most?
Well, I think the main thing for me, and I've voiced this in a couple of different interviews and things like that, is I think outside of us obviously making the playoffs, which is great for our organization and our teammates and all that, is when it happened, the country really got an opportunity to see what the community of Buffalo and the Buffalo Bills fans were, with all the reactions, the tears, the cheering, the jumping up and down, young, old, everywhere in between, from bars to living rooms. I thought that was the greatest thing that came out of that playoff berth, was an opportunity for the country, for the Buffalo Bills fan base, to be showcased to them.
Very clear how much you love that community, and the community loves you back. Now that you've had that experience and you can build on it, does it feel like you enter this season as a different team with even bigger expectations?
You know, I try not to put any kind of expectations or goals, whether it be on myself or on our team. You know, my only thing that I will harp on continually is, hey, you get an opportunity, and we're going to do our best today. Whatever that means, we're going to go out there and we're going to work and we're going to get better today at the smallest things. Is it running to the football? Is it hand placement? Is it communication? We're going to work on the smallest things today. And we're going to let that play out. You know, we're going to work We're going to give a playoff caliber effort every day, and we're going to do it from now, you know, May 29th, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, all the way through into January. And then when we get through New Year's Day or whatever it is with our last game, then we'll look up and see where we are.
We're talking to Kyle Williams. You know, Kyle, you mentioned Sean at the top of the interview. That, of course, is your head coach, Sean McDermott. He raved about not only what you mean on the field, but what you mean in that locker room and how you helped him connect his message to the team. What was that first year under McDermott like for you?
It was good. You know, I think that it's rare this day and age when you bring a coach in and he describes to you the vision of what he wants his team to look like, the way he wants his team to prepare day in and day out, and the way he wants his team to compete on Sundays, and everything that he says rings a bell with you. You know, you really see things the same way. You believe it the same way. You believe that hard work and grit will overcome most everything. And I think that was really what our team showcased last year. You know, everybody wanted to call it the Band of Misfits, whatever you wanted to call it. We had a lot of guys who competed their tail off, and they stuck together, and good things happened.
Listen, Kyle, I know you're never going to make it about you, but I just want to reiterate that you are beloved in Buffalo, and now you're closing in on the top 10 in team history for the most games played in a Bills uniform. I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment for anybody, but especially for somebody who was a fifth-round draft pick. What do you remember about when you first joined that team, and then what was your mindset and approach back then?
Well, you know, you're sitting there and you're trying to figure out, hey, where am I going to go live? I had a young wife at the time. You know, we're coming up on, I think we're about to have a baby, you know, so we're trying to figure out where we're going to live and where we're going to go. And for me, my mindset, I'm coming to Buffalo or wherever I may have ended up, was the only thing that I thought that I was entitled to was an opportunity to compete. And that's all I wanted. And that's really, in my mind, that's all that I needed. And I knew that the league that I'd played in, the school that I'd played in, I'd played against a lot of these guys in the past, and I knew that my game would match up, and I knew that hard work would carry me over the top and make sure that I was able to stick and get the job done, you know, and then here we are, you know, 13 years later.
Yeah, here we are. I mean, if I had told Kyle Williams in 2006 that he'd be preparing for his 13th season and would be an all-time Bills legend, what would that Kyle Williams have said? Would he have believed it?
Well, I would have probably told you the same thing I would tell any of these guys now. You know, anything, you can do anything, but the only thing that's ahead of me right now is a lot of work, and anything is possible from there. You know, if you go out and you give it all you got, you know, every day at practice, every day during the game, you know, you never know what your limitations are unless you push them. And, you know, obviously we've been very blessed and very lucky to be a part of this organization, and it's been a great time. I'm glad to be here. And, you know, one thing that I've always heard, you know, that the minutes are long, but the years are short. And that's definitely true when it comes to this game of football.
I think that's definitely true when it comes to life. That's a great point. Listen, one more thought. I mean, you don't stay in the game as long as you have and play it at the level that you have without having a burning desire to be great and a drive to keep learning and keep getting better. I mean, it'd be a lot easier just to roll out of the bed every single morning, Kyle, and say, I'm Kyle Williams. I'm a 5-time Pro Bowler. I'm good enough as it is. So what are the things that motivate you and excite you to improve each day at this juncture of your career?
Well, I think for me is can my habits better help someone improve their game? Can my view of the game, the way that I see things, if I can teach that to someone else, will it help a guy that's on the roster bubble or a guy that's going into a contract year? Is it going to help them up their game? Are all of these things going to benefit our football team, number one? You know, if I can pass along my knowledge, pass along my habits, my effort, the way that I work, the way that I study, to not just the D-line room, but defensively, offensively, to younger guys around, that's only going to improve our football team. And I think it all comes back to, you know, that dream that we talked about at the beginning of the interview. You know, have I exhausted myself in pursuit of that dream? It's still out there. So I'm going to keep clawing. I'm going to keep chasing. And, you know, and I know for a lot of people, players that were much better players than I have, they never really fulfilled that. So, you know, they're not going to get enough other opportunity to come back. So when I get my opportunities, I'm going to give it my best shot.
So exactly what you're talking about when you talk about exhausting yourself in pursuit. Kyle Williams, 5-time Pro Bowler, all-time Bills great. Kyle, so good to get caught up. I appreciate you as always, and I appreciate the relationship. Thank you for the interview.
Jim, good to talk to you, my friend. Have a good one.
You too, Kyle. Have a great one. Kyle Williams. Kyle freaking Williams, Bills Mafia.